from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A year after a failed coup, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his security advisors will meet Monday to discuss extending a state of emergency. The July 15, 2016 coup attempt killed about 250 people. The ensuing crackdown sacked or suspended tens of thousands. Thousands more have been arrested or imprisoned, suspected of being tied to exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who's accused of being behind the failed coup, a charge he denies. At a rally Sunday in Ankara, Mr. Erdogan said, "No terror acts, coup attempts, diplomatic plots, or economic traps will stop us." He also vowed to chop off the heads of terror group members and coup plotters. And once again, he called on Parliament to reinstate capital punishment. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunas said, "One year on, the country is far from united."
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy. But unfortunately, Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
Last week, the leader of the opposition Republican People's Party held a large rally calling for justice, complaining that judicial proceedings had been moved outside the framework of law. He also called for an independent accounting of the failed coup. At least one person was killed, dozens injured, most of them police, in clashes on the Egyptian Nile island of Al-Wareg Sunday. The security forces moved in to demolish illegal buildings. Despite using tear gas, police had to withdraw. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has ordered a campaign to recover state land which has been encroached upon. This is VOA News.